8 minutes after 12, you're with Vectis Radio. It's lunchtime social time. And we've got three young guys in. I say they're young. I mean, one's got a full-on beard, and I'm sure it's got some grey in it. And so to just introduce yourselves, you are the Optimists.
Yep.
How did the name come about?
It came about sort of... It was a lyric in a song. You know, you got to be an optimist about it. And then it sort of just stuck out for me. And I was like...
In one of your songs or someone else's?
Someone else. I was Bastille. It was Pompeii.
Oh, right.
And I'm not really a big fan of Bastille anyway, but it just stuck out. And I was like, all right, I'll have that then.
Yeah. Well, so. It must be harder to get a unique name these
days.
Yeah,
especially nowadays, yeah.
So who are you then?
I'm Matt. I'm the lead singer, and I also play guitar and sort of like the main songwriter and that, so yeah.
Oh, the main songwriter. They might have something to say about that in a minute. And your mum said you've got to come down here.
Yeah.
Mum was in touch, Jane.
Yeah, Jane, yeah.
And she set up the interview. So I'll say hello, Mum.
Hi, Mum.
All right, and who are you guys over here?
So my name's Aaron. I'm a rhythm guitarist / lead guitarist for the band. Get involved a bit with the writing, but Matt does most of it.
Yeah. All right, so he's right then. And we've got Beardy over there as well. He's been in before.
Yes, I have. I'm Jacob. I'm the drummer and the backup vocal.
The drummer? Yeah. Right, okay then. That was hence the tight grip, the handshake. Cross my fingers. Did you let on when you were here 2 years ago that you were like a drummer or something you've done in the last 2 years?
Surely I must have, but I don't know. I can't remember.
How long have you been drumming?
8 years now.
Never said when you came in.
I'm sure I must have.
You didn't. I'll pull up the interview in a minute.
Please do.
So there is a reason why your mum got in touch. I mean, obviously, she wants to, give you every opportunity to make it big, and you're in a competition. Is it a competition?
Yeah, sort of. They say it's not a competition. It's more of an industry showcase. It's called White Noise, and whoever wins White Noise gets to play Isle of Wight Festival main stage.
Right.
So it's...
Main stage?
Yeah, main stage.
Wow.
I know, yeah.
I remember going, some time ago, they asked me to go along and judge at one of these things. It was held at the Medina Theatre.
Yeah.
And I think Jimmy's Big Fish won, and they were on the main stage on the Sunday. And what an awesome thing that is.
I mean,
they started off, it was in the early days when there wasn't so many people that were going to the festival, but it's grown since then, and it would be huge for you. Well, do you know what time you'd be on if you were?
We're on at 9 o'clock till 9:20. We've got to have a 20-minute set, because there's about six other bands playing that night as well. So yeah,
and that's on the main stage?
It's for the competition.
Yeah.
Right.
So... Yeah.
So you've misled me then.
Sort of. So the sort of White Noise sort of competition industry showcase is held at Strings on May the 11th. And then whoever wins that, when festival comes around, they play festival main stage.
Festival main stage?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know.
That's going to be cool. Do you know what time it is? I suppose it's all going to be sorted out, is it?
So for the festival main stage, if we win, or if anybody else wins of the other bands that are playing, it'll be the first act on the Sunday, I believe.
So really early, but there'll still be people there.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. What's the most you've played in front of? What's the biggest crowd?
400.
300-400, and I was at Rice Cute Rally.
So, yeah,
and that was great.
Little gig, strangers as well.
So you're used to big crowds in,
yeah,
ish,
oh, yeah,
but not thousands.
No.
Cool. You'd have sleepless nights, wouldn't you?
That'd be brilliant. Yeah.
So you've been together for about a year.
Yeah, just over a year.
What pulled you together?
Well, Matt did a lot of solo music at the time. He used to do a lot of gigs on his own and write his own music. And I was in a band as well, but I started getting distant from it. And I don't know, kind of wanted to get in a proper rock band, because the band I was in started going down a pop route, and that's just not me. I've done all my pop music. I love rock and roll and that. And I saw Matt gigging, and I knew him anyway. I was just supporting him, and I was like, Matt, this is wicked stuff. There's good songs here, but you need a band, mate. You need a band. And let's start a band. So we did, and then just kind of went from there. And it's
I came along a little after. I met Matt. I was sat next to him in English class we used to do. And we just ended up clicking and getting along with it, and he invited me along to a rehearsal, and it just worked from there.
How rock and roll is that?
Yeah.
We were doing English. and it all sort of, you know, fell into place from there on. You all go to Platform One?
Yes. Yeah.
And so what do you do at Platform One? Just talk us through the natural...
So me and Aaron, we both do a commercial music degree. We done the BTEC in the past years, like before now. And so we're doing that for another 3 years. We're quite lucky that it's on the Isle of Wight. Like if we could do this on the Isle of Wight, because if it was anywhere else, like I wouldn't have been able to afford it. Like I just would have got on with it, like, and got a job or something. So, but
I've got all the time in the world for Platform One because they, you know, there's so many youngsters that they help and so on. We've got so much talent here. We really have. And I think there was something they were doing very recently where they actually, you go on tour to another country and you go and you think, how great is that? That's a real opportunity.
Yeah.
And there's so many bands that have come down here. Funny enough, this studio that you're in now used to be the original Platform One studio. I think it was probably about 20 plus years ago. It used to be the original. And I know I went up there a couple of years ago and met two. Is it two brothers that run it, isn't it?
Yeah, David and Peter.
And they are awesome, and what they do, I think, is just fantastic. Mm. And it gives so many people an opportunity. And I think I read recently that there's a band that are just about to release an album, and it's a national story. The Plastic Mermaids?
Yeah.
So they're doing well. But the sad thing is when you've got all this talent, and we did a live broadcast from the Postfest a couple of years ago, for about 2-3 years in a row, there was all these bands that had incredible talent. But it's sad that it's just down here. How difficult? Are you looking to reach out and crack it? If so, have you got a plan?
All it takes is one sort of like major guy from like the music industry to come down and see what there is here, I think every island band's plan is to, like, you know, go off to the mainland and then like gig out there, like, you know, and gig as much as possible. But then that's when like loads of like island bands start to lose their identity and not many people know that they're from the island. Yeah, so, but I think because I reckon like this place could easily be like a music hotspot, like Liverpool, Manchester, all that kind of stuff. Like, it's got so much talent here, diversity as well. Yeah,
it's massive. And I say, when you got bands that the Ohms, they go up and down the country.
Yeah.
They are
wicked band.
They're a fabulous band, and you just think, oh, you should have cracked it by now because you're that good. And we do a feature. I don't know whether you know this, but we do a feature every day, Monday to Friday, during work hours, daylight hours. Is we have local band that we feature. Every hour, a different band, and we've got. Ever guess how many we've got on our books? How many bands, artists have taken the time and the trouble to send us a song?
Cool.
To put you out of your misery. It's somewhere almost 120. Mm-hmm. So when you work it out, there are a lot of bands just in one place, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which is fabulous, but it just needs. I think what Postfest did was it showcased island bands. And I know that you're going in a competition at the weekend, and that will showcase island bands. But we need something that's going to air on a regular basis, so people can actually see that the whole amount of talent that we have. And I mean, it is an incredible amount of people: singers, songwriters, female, you know, artists, male artists, female bands, so on. I mean, the list is endless. And you haven't had any tracks played on Vectis Radio yet, but you did send us two last week. Provincial English Dogs, and Where I Belong, and I put it on, and my wife said, Everwace has got a new song out.
we tend to get that a lot. Like when we first started,
a compliment, though. Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when we first started,
to us anyway.
Yeah, when we first started, it was a running joke that we were known as the Oasis tribute band. We were just like, yeah, okay, sure, just get on with it.
So when you play, do you chuck in any Oasis, or is it all your own stuff?
All our own stuff.
You should chuck in the occasional.
Yeah,
you should.
I've been thinking about it recently.
Your own spin on it.
Oh yeah,
that'd be really good.
That'd be quite cool.
So how old are you guys?
I'm 19.
I'm 18.
Yeah, I'm 19 as well. Yeah.
Okay. So the world is your oyster, really, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
What's the plan? Have you got a plan?
I think really just to you know, obviously go to the mainland, try and get a record deal and that, and like, you know, try and at least get our songs into the charts and that. Like, obviously how long it'll take, it, that, you know, don't matter. Like, you know, we've got to keep at it, really. Mm-hmm. so
Well, look, let me tell you a story about a guy that used to work here. His name was Chris Mew, all right? And he was in a band, and that band, back in late 70s, decided that they were going to go to London to try and crack the big time. And this guy, poor old Chris, said, well, I can't come with you because I've just got married and the wife's having a baby. So anyway, Mark King and his mates decided to disappear off up to London, change the name of the band, and then the rest is history. So it is about, you've got the right theory, you've got to go over to the mainland. Unfortunately, you got to, if that's where you want to go, you've got to go and make it, you've got to go and do it. And I know that there are a couple of bands that, at the moment, I think there's a, is there a band that, is a Paddy, a guy called Paddy is lead singer of Slumbers Woke. Yeah. And I know that they've been learning their trade and going to London and doing lots of gigs and so on and so forth. And, you know, when I first saw his band at Slumbers Woke about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, they didn't really stand out. Mm. And then I didn't see them for about a month, 2 months, possibly longer than that. I think it was a festival. They did the festival. So it was possibly the best part of a year. And I was walking by one of the tents and I thought, whoa, who's that with the voice? And it was Paddy. And they had obviously been around and done a few things and matured, and it sounded brilliant. So, you know, you have to get yourself on the mainland.
Yeah.
But you've got to have something that you've got to get on the mainland with. Obviously, if you win this competition, you've got a base to work from, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly.
You can then go to people and say, hey, look, we won this. How about we come and do stuff for you? Yeah. And if people see you at the festival, they'll be hearing you. So, you know, who knows where it might lead to?
Yeah.
All right, so should we play one of these songs?
We're
going to take a quick break, and then we're going to... How long you got? You got to disappear somewhere?
No, we got a fair amount.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll come out the other side with Provincial English Dogs, all right? Just talk us through the song.
So, Provincial English Dogs, it's a very, like, energetic, like, raw, rowdy song. It's definitely one for, like, proper getting rolled up for, you know, especially when you play at a gig. So yeah, Provincial right. English Dogs.
All right, so there's a warning there, so it might be a little bit loud, turn down. But it'd be fine. We'll be playing it after this quick commercial break, which is coming right up.
Radio with the community at heart. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
One Leisure is the island's premier fitness destination.
It is perfect for everybody, from absolute beginners to fitness fanatics, with over 150 fitness classes every week.
And tone-zoned gyms at Medina, The Heights and Westbridge.
Swimming, squash, a health suite.
And much more. Why go anywhere else?
Have fun. Get fit. Stay fit.
Call 01983 823 880.
Or see oneleisure.co.uk for more information now.
Island Harbour presents The Breeze Restaurant and Bar. We offer a variety of delicious foods which can be enjoyed inside the recently refurbished restaurant or outside, overlooking the picturesque marina. Start your day well with something from our breakfast menu. Enjoy afternoon tea with a slice of freshly made cake, or drop by for an evening meal with the family. We offer a range of tasty British classics with a choice of daily specials. Our produce is locally sourced to ensure quality and taste. The Breeze Restaurant and Bar, one of the Solent's best kept secrets. Call us today on 533-388.
Have you looked at your carpets lately? Whatever the problems with your carpets, curtains or upholstery, you need ChemDry first. Do your settees look worse for wear? Have you got stains on your chairs? No matter what the material, be it leather, cotton or silk, ChemDry first have the tools, training and experience to ensure they look their best. Call 295 518 or go to chemdryfirst.co.uk. That number again is 295 518.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
Hi, it's Tristan. I have just completed the 4Ps radio course. I have learnt to edit voice recordings, how to be more confident when speaking, and to just be yourself. I would really recommend this to people to boost their confidence. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack on 07 817 165 617 or email him at ianmack@vectusradio.fm. Thank you.
Broadcasting to you from the Riverside Centre in Newport, this is your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of IT service, consultancy and support to businesses, public sector and private clients across the island. PC Consultants, an award-winning company celebrating 25 years in business.
I really like it. It's got a really, really, how can I put it, quality. Produced, who produced it?
Guy Page from Studio 5A.
Right, okay.
Guy Page is a good friend of ours, and like we've recorded it with him in the past and that, so, and he's like very good, very professional and that.
It's like stepping back to, you know, almost like the punk era, mod meets punk. Back in the late 70s, early 80s. I thought it was excellent. Really, really loved it.
Thanks very much.
And if it's okay with you, we'll put that on our playlist.
Go for it, yeah. I'm more than happy, yeah.
Excellent, good stuff. So who wrote that track?
That was me, yeah.
That was you. Okay, and Jacob was playing along the drums there.
Yes.
All right, and getting into it. Do you listen back to yourself and think, that's perfect, we don't need to, or do you think, oh, hang on a minute, if I could have done that or done this, that, and, you know, did you sit and think, oh, I wish I'd have done that on that song?
I don't think for that song. I think for that song, like, that's, when I first write a song, like, I always have, like, something in my head of what I want it to sound like, and for that, like, that's, for me, like, that's, like, everything I want. For the other songs, then, there are a couple of times where I'm like, oh, I kind of wish we'd done that, kind of, you know, like, turn it up a bit, or, like, you know, put a little riff in there or something, so.
When we got Vince English Jogs together, it was one of them songs, once we completed it, it was like, this is ready, and it was in such a short time, we finished writing it, we put it together and got it recorded. I think with the others, like Where I Belong, which we'll hear in a bit, it took a bit more time on that one, and we finished recording it, and there's a few bits of like, nah, that's not right, I need to go in and sort it out. But that's, yeah, it's just some things are natural and some things ain't. That's, I suppose, how it works out.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like early jam.
Yeah, I bet
other people have said that too, especially old people like me. All right, so we better mention the fourth member of the band, because obviously he's not here, and we've got, it's Matt, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we've got Aaron, and it's Jacob bashing the drums as well, and you were like playing an imaginary drum kit there when that song was on. I have to say, you did miss a couple of beats.
Oh, did I? Sorry about that.
So who is the other guy?
It's Tom Rowe.
And what does he do?
He plays the bass,
so he's got an important role as well.
Yeah.
And you've been in some band, you know, the same lineup?
No, throughout? we've had two more basses before Tom came along. We had Seb, who's currently up in Leeds now. We used to have Josh, who, he's gone with a different band now, which, you know, obviously no bad thing, is, not, you know. And then we brought in Tom.
Okay.
So
do you find it hard to get gigs because you're not doing covers?
Not really.
Where do you play?
Basically nearly all of our strings have been at...
All of our gigs have been at strings,
yeah. Sorry, go ahead. So, just say, for instance, if you, and I'm not getting at you or anything like that, but if you were to add a couple of, you know, a few covers to your sets,
yeah,
you're more than likely get more gigs with, you know, in pubs and things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we have been.
Well, we've got this going down in the line. We're looking at doing this in the summer.
So, come on, what songs are you going to add then?
Who
makes the decisions? Is he like Bossy Boots? He makes the decisions.
We all kind of just chip in a bit, and he's like, we come up with ideas, and I'm like, yeah, let's do that. Oh, no, we're not doing that.
Right, when you say we, they're all pointing to you. You make the decisions. So come on, what type of covers? What cover? There must be a couple of covers you think we're going to have a crack at.
I think, well, Matt's got a lot of Oasis, I think, in the books. He's thinking about.
Definitely.
I think we could throw some Kasabian in there as well.
Yeah. I'm down for that. Well, in our first sort of like rehearsals, we did like, we had a couple song, original songs like ready, like to play in that, but like we did do a couple covers, and we done a pretty cool cover of Days Are Forgotten by Kasabian.
Oh yeah.
And to me, I love that song. Like it's something you could probably like go for it. So,
but do you know what? It's really strange that no one should ever feel like they can't do covers.
Mm.
Because, you know, if you add something of your own to it, then, you know, that you get away with it that way.
Yeah.
We went to see Midgeau at the weekend, and he was awesome live, really, really good live. And he started talking about this one song that he wished he'd have done himself, and he did it. And we thought, well, it's not a patch on the original, but it was a brilliant gig.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, he did a David Bowie song. And it was brilliant. But you shouldn't, you know, I would say if you added something like that to it, and it's your own, you put your own spin on it, I think it's a win-win situation.
Definitely. Yeah.
Which do you prefer, going into the studio and doing it or doing it live?
Live,
definitely, yeah.
Live.
So you must be really up for this on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
Okay, is there anybody else to look out for you think, oh, they're the ones that could be get in the way of, you know, our happiness?
Fiddley and Burke was going to do quite well.
Liam Burke.
Right. Yeah, but to be honest, I think like all the bands like have a pretty good crack at like winning it. You know,
100%.
It's just it's just one of those things where, you know, it's depending how it is that night and like how well you play, you know, and how many people you try and get in.
Mm-hmm. And what that then happens, is it judges, done on judges, or do people get a chance to vote or what?
Both. People, yeah. When they turn up, they're like, on the door you choose, you came to see, and then you've got four judges up on the upper stairs bit, just kind of like looking down and watching. But they're more judging you on your performance to the audience.
Yeah.
So yeah, you play to the audience, not the judges.
Who are the judges?
Well, we don't know yet.
We don't have a clue.
All right, so it could be anybody. No. I could be a judge and you don't know. I'm not. Allowed to say anything. Didn't let me finish. Well, good luck with that. I hope it goes really, really well. And it must be, you know, nerve wracking. And you know, it's two things going on here. You're playing a live gig, and you're also in a competition. So you want to win, but you want to do the best you can. I'm sure if you do the best you can, then that's all you can do.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what other things have you got going on? Have you got other competitions, or are you got other gigs that are coming up?
I mean, we got. Either way, if we don't like win White Noise, we're still playing at Isle of Wight Festival with Platform One stage and Cashmere, and all that. So yeah, we got that. We're going to try and get loads of pub gigs and that. We're going to try and get over to Southampton and play Joiners and that. So that's what we want to do. So yeah,
have you got somebody you know, looking after you, managing you, or is that something you got to do yourself?
We all got to do ourselves.
You leave it to your mum.
she has contacts, like, you know, like you and like other people, like who could help. She could always lend a helping hand. Like, she knows how to hustle. Like, she's very good at that. So,
do you hear that, Jane? You know how to hustle.
Most of what we do is on our own back. Like, we haven't been given money, or we haven't been people just throwing contacts at us. We've done it on our own back most of the way. I mean, Jane comes in and gives us the hand now and then with like this interview.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's all done on our own back, and the knowledge we've learned from Platform One.
And you've got two guys there that are, you know, been there, done it before. And they're two guys that maybe they should have cracked the big time as well. You were saying about Bobby I Can Fly earlier on.
Wicked band.
Brilliant band.
They are a fabulous band that were, you know, no disrespect to Level 42, but they were equally as good. Mm. They really were. And they didn't have the success that they deserved. But you speak to them guys now, they're not bitter. They're thoroughly enjoying what they do. And I think that's half of it, isn't it? Yeah. Which would you prefer, just to continue what you do and having, you know, playing a few gigs here, or is it the fame bit and getting an album out there that makes the charts? Is that like the important bit?
I think that's always a bonus, but like it always has to be our music. It can't be something that people want. It's always going to be what we want, and whether people like it or not, it's up to them.
Yeah. So what advice has Paul given you?
Paul.
Armfield, he's part of Bobby
I Can Fly,
and the other guys that
David Gordon. Just keep at it, really. Mm. I mean, just carry on what we're doing. They like it, and so
they must have contacts as well. But I'm guessing they won't give you those until you're ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
You're ready.
We're ready.
Okay, how many songs have you got in your list of songs that you do?
We've got 7 at the moment, and then we've got like 3 or 4 more ideas we're working on now.
Yeah. Okay. So you got enough for an album, man?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Have you got a plan for an album?
I think for me, it's like I'd rather get like be signed before we start putting like an album's worth out.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, it's like that's like 7, like that's 7, no, not even that, like that's 10, 11, 12 songs all put into one, and it's like it's all being released at once. So it's like I'd rather have like, you know, traction, like, you know, and like something to. So, you know, make sure it won't flop, if you know what I mean. So
yeah, because I mean, you know, you put yourself out there. If it flops, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the problem. I mean, you do what you do. You're out there. As soon as you say, right, I'm recording something. As soon as you step on a stage, you open yourselves up for criticism. You also open yourselves up, more importantly, for praise and so on and so forth. But you know, you should never be afraid to, you know, you bring out a single that flops or a track that flops, or you play one live and it flops, you should never be afraid. It's just testing, isn't it? It's
just testing
your audience. But so far, from what I've heard, it sounds really, really good. I'm impressed.
Thank you very much.
Sound like, you know, three together blokes. I can't speak for the other fella that plays bass, but, who couldn't be bothered to turn up. Now, why isn't he? Is he working?
He's at college at the moment.
He's at college.
Yeah.
What does he do at college?
He does fashion and history.
Right, okay. So does he dress you?
No, he does not, unfortunately.
Would he like to? Is that what his fashion is?
I couldn't say, really, to be honest.
Yeah, we haven't asked him. I think we might have to.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come out the other side with Where I Belong, which is another track from you. Just talk us through the track.
So Where I Belong is it's a song about trying to sort of leave the island and realise, he's sort of getting homesick and that, and then he starts coming back and that, so. And it's like trying to be what you want to be and that, so.
Okay, so what do you want to be?
Well, in a band.
All right, so if just say, for instance, it doesn't come off, what do you do?
I have, had thoughts about it. I'd probably like to do, sound for, films and that, and, composing stuff like that, Pro Tools, because we sort of got a little taster of that in the second year of the BTEC, and I really enjoyed it, stuff like that. So
you've got a plan B if necessary.
Yeah.
We'll come back to you and you get plan B from you guys. Also, I want to talk about studios, Island Studios, when we come back. But we'll play the track after a quick commercial break.
Your community, your local station. We are your Vectis Radio. FM 104.6 and online at vectisradio.com.
Legzera Barbers in Newport, Isle of Wight are a traditional barbershop offering modern and contemporary haircutting, including skin fade, hot towel and wet shaves, alongside traditional gentleman barber services. Trained in Morocco with over 13 years experience, Hamid understands that when you look good, you feel good. So we take great care in creating the style you prefer. Please call in today for a warm welcome from Hamid. We are situated at 10A Scarrett's Lane, Newport. For more details, call 01983 716 807.
The White Military and Heritage Museum in Northwood. The museum will excite your senses and immerse you in a world of human success over adversity. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
We all know that keeping fit and healthy eating is important. We also know that regular exercise is part of a healthy lifestyle. But we also know that finding the time, motivation and energy isn't easy. The Fit Mindset Code is here to help. Contact Danny on 07966 070 636 or visit our website on www.thefitmindsetcode.com. We offer an holistic, systematic approach to health and well-being because it's all in the mindset.
Yeah, just drop me there, Dave.
This is Ted. Ted loves listening to Vectis Radio when he's out and about. Don't you, Ted?
I do. I love listening to Vectis Radio when I'm out and about. I gotta tell you, lugging this desktop PC around is doing my back in.
Oh, Ted, you are silly. If you, like Ted, are finding it troublesome listening to your favourite local station when on the go, here's a simple solution. Just download the Vectis Radio app for free on your smartphone or tablet. Then you can listen to all your favourite radio shows without the inevitable need for a hernia operation.
The Vectis Radio app on my phone? Sure, I feel like such an idiot.
Oh, you are, Ted. You really are. The Vectis Radio app is in association with Southern Vectis and Red Funnel Ferries, our sponsors on land and sea, helping you listen to Vectis Radio absolutely free.
For simply the best in quality music and entertainment, tune in to Chip and Spud's Tea Time Show on 104.6 from 4 till 6 every Monday. Vectis Radio, simply the best!
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of IT service, consultancy and support, to businesses, public sector and private clients across the island. Call us at PC Consultants on 01983 811 711 to find out more about our award-winning service.
I've got to apologise to Matt because I told him to shut up because I was listening to the song. All right. That is The Optimist. Is it The Optimist UK?
The Optimist. We put UK because there was this one in America, but I don't think they're about anymore. So.
Right. So you can drop the UK thing. You could.
Yeah, we only done it live because like the Instagram name was taken when we got, so we just sort of stuck it like on like sort of some of our social media where it worked.
The contact information. But yeah, okay. It's The Optimist.
That, and that song was Where I Belong.
Yeah.
And it's like Oasis meets Suede.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
I quite like that, yeah.
Really liked it. It stands out. There are two tracks that you said really, really stand out.
Thank you.
And, you know, if you can write songs that are, you know, that are like that for the next few years, who knows where it might lead to.
Yeah.
Now, on Saturday, when you take part in this competition, where is it again?
Strings.
So Strings. Just tell us, remind us where Strings is.
Strings is basically at the bus station, you know.
In Newport bus station.
Yeah, Newport bus station, sorry, yeah.
Did it used to be somewhere else?
There used to be a music shop called Strings.
Yeah.
Ride, Ride.
Which Ian used to run, but he runs that closed and Ride, and now they've opened up a music venue of the same name. They call it Strings Bar and Venue.
Okay. Well, what about there was a place down Newport High Street as well where there was a lot of local gigs, local bands and stuff. Can't remember what it was called. It was there. But that place that you're on about, I used to work there. It was a nightclub.
Yeah.
Originally it was 2Bs. Then it was Senators, and then I don't know what it was after that. And then there was a little nightclub underneath that was called Images that opened in about 1987, and now that's a music place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it Music De Capo?
Yeah.
Is it?
Capo, yeah.
So that's where you're playing. If I remember rightly, Derek Sandy played there in 2010 when he launched his new album.
Oh,
so
right.
how many other bands are up against you on Saturday?
So there's five other bands that are up against us. And like basically the way how the process works is when they first hand out the emails for like White Noise, there's about 14 to 16 bands that apply, and then they cut down the list to 6 to actually play.
How do they do that?
It's done by, I don't know who it's done by, but it's
David and some of the degree teachers sit down and they're like,
yeah,
what bands we have, and they choose their favourites.
Yeah.
Okay. During the sign-up process, you have to log all of your recent gigs and album releases and such like that, and they choose from that which band are trying the hardest. Because the whole point of the White Noise competition is to try and give a boost to bands that are trying to make it. So they pick out of the long list of bands who they think are really pushing for it. We've luckily got into.
So, basically, you played a note and you get through. You're being judged on stuff that you've done. You don't actually get to competition. You're actually okay. You're put through, or you're not put through, and you don't even get the chance to play. So to be put through on that is quite a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got to be the poshest drummer ever, haven't you? I don't think anybody else has got a posh drummer like you. So then you go and you play on Saturday. How many songs do you get to play, or is it done on a time thing?
We get to do a 20-minute set, so probably about 4 songs for us.
Yeah.
So you got your set all worked out?
Not yet.
Well, whole set's well rehearsed anyway. It's just picking the songs we've got to sort out tonight, rehearsal tonight.
Who judges that? Who says, you know, do you then get assistance with that, or is it just down to you now?
No, we'll come
do
up.
Ourselves.
You work it out.
Between.
You got a rough idea.
Yeah.
Those two songs that you played, are they on the list?
Definitely.
Well, one would hope so, because if you've got some better ones than that, then you should be playing them. But they're the two. So obviously a live version would be great, wouldn't it?
Okay. Especially with provincial English dogs like that. That's brilliant.
Energy.
Love it.
Well, how they used to do it, you know, when I went to and they did this thing before, and I'm not sure it was White Noise, but it was something where if you won the competition, you got the right to play on the stage at the festival, but you only got to play 2 songs. So you came on and you played one song, and then another band came on, and then they went through the whole lot again. Which would you prefer? Would you prefer to do it that way, or do the whole set?
Whole set.
It sounds like, you know, because you can come out and, okay, you haven't got anybody doing a buzzer thing, have you, after one song,
get on?
No.
So if you do come on and it's like, well, we struggle through that one because we're a bit nervous, you'll be all right to settle down now, I'm guessing. That's a better thing than going out and just playing one song cold and then coming back a little bit later on.
Another thing is, for some people, what they do is they just rehearse one song. And that band may only have one good song, but we have 7 good songs. And so we want to play all of them, so we're kind of glad we can only do 4.
Sorry, I'm just laughing. He's going, woo, we've got 7 good songs. Have you recorded them?
We've recorded most of them.
We recorded about
5.
Five of them.
Right.
2 are live demos, so we kind of want to... And we kind of did it for White Noise last year. We got in last year on our 4th gig because the criteria criteria to have three songs.
Yeah.
And so we did one recorded track and we did two demos, but those demos have come a long way since last year to now.
Mm.
So we do plan to redo them because there's so much more now.
You mentioned recordings there, and it's something that we want to talk about in a studio, going in studio yeah. time. Where, how many studios are there on the island now where you could go to pick and choose?
Oh, there's plenty.
I'll say there's a good 10.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So, there is a lot, yeah.
So do you pick, you know, do you think, right, we'll work with you because they know us, or is...
Well, in the past we've gone to Studio 5A, only because I've known Claydon and Guy from Strings. So we've just been getting in through them, really.
Okay, and they know you, because obviously yeah. you need to, but then sometimes, you know, coming out of your comfort zone and having somebody that doesn't know you, but they you know, run the slide rule over you and say, hey, look, this is something different. Let's take you out of your comfort zone and I want you to do this, this and this. It might yeah. be worth you thinking about in the future. But for now, working with somebody that really knows you is probably the best thing.
Yeah.
I read a story recently where Trevor Horn, you heard of Trevor Horn, I hope? Yeah? Posh drummer boy has. Jacob has, yeah? Where they work with Spandau Ballet.
Oh,
they,
right.
got, they got Tony Hadley. He said, I'll only work with you if you can get Tony Hadley to lay on the floor and put a mat over him, because his voice was so powerful. And in the end they just said, we're not going to get Tony Hadley to do that, lay on a floor with a Turkish mat on top of him. So they only let Trevor Horn record or produce one track. So, you know, otherwise it was they were in fear of, Spandau Ballet were in fear of splitting up if he carried on producing the songs. So you've got to have somebody that, you know, knows you and gets on with yeah, the band yeah. and so on and so forth. So come on, you must have a plan. What is the plan?
I think genuinely just to, like, try and do loads of festivals and try and, like, do as many songs, like, and, like, obviously, you know, get a record deal and that, and, like, you know, to put out an album, like, to, you know, do what, like, most bands, like Oasis, Stone Roses, all of them, like Sabian, do what they want to do, like, just, I'd love to do it, like, and the rest of the lads would as well.
Yeah. So. Try and get involved in, like, pub circuits, and we want to get to the point where we go, yeah, let's go do a tour next year, like just around the South Coast, gigging, just expanding our boundaries of the Isle of Wight to like Southampton, Portsmouth,
yeah,
Bournemouth, Brighton.
And then, you know, you say, you then got to think of, you work at college, you're at college, how long are you at college for?
I know, I'm on a degree at Platform One, so we're there for another 2 years after this year.
Another 2 years, and what about you, Jacob? I suppose you're subsidised by your mum and dad, aren't you?
No,
you've got your own jag as well, like. What do you do? I'll pull in your leg.
If only. No, I'm on my second year of the BTEC, so the A-level equivalent.
Yeah.
So I'll be finishing next month.
So there's plenty of time.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time. And you're still at Platform One. You don't work. You just.
Yeah. No. I'm just at Platform One now. I don't have a job. I'll probably get one over summer or something. Just, you know, to get some extra money. Yeah.
Or you do some gigs, then the money starts
yeah.
coming in.
Yeah,
that's
exactly,
probably
yeah.
the best way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then you're killing two birds with one stone, aren't you?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you want to say? Promote, plug. Got some gigs coming up that we can come and see you at.
White Noise, really, like this Saturday. Like we need as many people down there, like, and, you know, to show some support for our band and that, and like, because it is such an amazing thing, like, and like, we've worked hard over the last year. Since last year, we've worked hard over it, you know, getting as many gigs, trying to write and record as many songs, you know. So yeah, just try and come down to Strings May 11th for White Noise.
Okay, that's Saturday. What time?
Yeah,
7:30 doors.
7:30. Yeah, 7:30 doors. We're on at 9 o'clock. So
okay. And you, were you on first, second, third, fourth,
fifth? One of the two.
Some yeah. point. Yeah, we're at nine.
Okay.
So. And remember to vote the optimists.
UK. Just in case someone else turns up with the same name. Do you know who's the other acts that's involved?
So you got Coyote Jungle, Subpacific, Liam Burke, Vine, and Honeybones.
Honeybones, all of those going up against you.
Yeah.
But look, good luck. It's
thank
great
you.
To meet you all.
Nice
and
meet you.
Thank you.
It's fabulous to hear two, you know, really refreshing tracks. All right, yeah, they sound like, but it does. It sounds like something.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, you sound like there's a mixture there. Great mixture. You know, old jam, and a bit of Oasis and a bit of Sway too. I think you know, good luck. If you win that, then, you know, wowing a crowd at the festival is going to be easy to you.
Yeah.
Really, really simple. And then who knows where that might lead to.
Never know.
But anyone you want to say hello to apart from your mum?
Or said hello. coming to us.
No.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for coming in. Good luck with Saturday and good luck with whatever comes after that.
Don't forget
to keep sending us your tracks. We'll put them on the playlist.
Because
that's the only way it works, I think, is to get people out there and make them more aware of the talent that we have.
Yeah.
So you've got to shout about it. Don't hide it under his hat.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with Saturday.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Stand by, because on the way we have, after the 1 o'clock news, we've got, there's no Maggie and Kelvin this week, they're taking a break. We've got Kitty and, oh crikey, it's all what's her face, isn't it? It's Hannah Banana Barker, between 1 and 4, they've got special guests aplenty. I think Ron's going to join them, and other people that they've physically dragged in off the street just to be on the show this afternoon. Stay tuned. 4 o'clock today, Jeffers is here with the Tea Time Show. 6 o'clock is Hello Vectis, and at 7 o'clock tonight, being a Tuesday, you get 3 hours of country rock with the one and only Pyro. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. The 1 o'clock news is next.
Radio FM 104.6.
Vectis Radio 104.6. The heart.